This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A very large boulder fell on Highway 40 between Route County Road 70 and 52 late Monday morning. Colorado State Patrol says no one was hurt. CDOT was able to get those rocks cleared quickly and get Highway 40 back open. United States Senator Michael Bennett spent Monday in Northwest Colorado. He first met with local leaders and officials in Moffat County to hear about the historic negotiation with Tri-State. Senator Bennett then met with constituents in Steamboat Springs.
I think we are all in this together. We've got to figure this out. We've got to make sure that rural Colorado and Northwest Colorado have the resources and the benefits of living in this beautiful state. And I think people here are doing everything they can to move their communities forward, to support their way of life, and whatever I can do to help that, I want to do.
Today, Senator Bennett is meeting with some producers and ranchers in Grand County. Jennifer Shea of Steamboat Springs has been appointed to the Colorado Tourism Office Board of Directors as a representative of the ski industry. The announcement came Monday from the governor's office. Shea is the vice president of business development at Steamboat Resort. A second appointment announced by the governor's office is the appointment of Luke Swanson, also of Steamboat Springs, to the Colorado Artificial Intelligence Impact Task Force. Swanson is appointed to serve as an expert in finance and financial technology. The 106th annual Moffat County Fair is underway. Tonight is Smokey Bear's birthday celebration and public safety night. That's from 4 to 6. The Craig Roping Club jackpot is at 6. Wednesday's the Sheep Show. That is at 5 o'clock in the evening. The fun's at the Moffat County Fairgrounds in Craig. The 7th annual rummage sale for the Route County Council on Aging is this Friday afternoon and during the day Saturday. They're collecting donations this afternoon and each day this week for the big sale. Things for the rummage sale include tools and outdoor things like home goods, kitchen stuff, furniture, and antiques, and things for kids. No clothes, please. It's all at the Steamboat Springs Community Center. Check out everything that's happening in the Yampa Valley on the community calendar. That's on our website. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.